The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
We are up and running, Bonnie. We are up and we're going strong. We have a brilliant kid who gets all of her questions right on quizzes.
Yeah, but she didn't start getting them all right until I said, every time you get 100% on a quiz, you can go to the dollar store and get something. And so now she gets 100% on every goddamn quiz.
The dollar store is not a big reward, but...
I don't know. Yesterday she got a coloring book. She was pretty happy with it.
Oh, really? All right. And guess what? I got an email from a fan who loves us. Long email. And he's 13 years old. Are 13-year-old kids supposed to listen to our podcast?
What? No. Why would a 13-year-old listen to us?
I don't know. He said, mention his name. He said, can you give me a shout out? And
the guy's not 13. That's ridiculous.
I don't know. Maybe he's 13. Well, why would he say he's 13? Well, he's not going to go. What kind of older guy?
Because then they'll know that you'll say their name.
Okay, then I'll say his last name. I won't say his first name, right?
You shouldn't be saying any 13-year-old's name.
On the internet?
On the internet. But I don't, especially why would with some of the shit that we talk about.
But why would a 13-year-old listen to our podcast? Like, what was I doing when I was 13? Well, they didn't have podcasts. Well, or radio.
Oh, God.
Like,
please.
13.
Could you, today, just try to say something funny.
What? What do you mean, try to say something funny?
You go, or radio.
That's something you would have said.
Oh, I'm prehistoric, folks. Before radio.
Oh, wow. It's the same voice you did on the radio last night.
Oh, what? I'm not allowed to do recurring sketches.
That's a sketch.
Recurring characters.
So we shouldn't say. Well, listen, if you're 13 and you're listening to our podcast,
get a life, dude. Get
don't
a life.
Listen. Well, he might have a life.
Really?
What if he's?
That means he's listened to every other podcast on the planet and is down to us.
What if he's crippled and he can't leave the house or something? So.
Well, that's nice of you calling him crippled.
Yeah. You know,
stop going like this. Yeah, like you think like.
Okay, if he's handicapped and he listens to our podcast, or what if he has?
Oh my God, I'm headache.
What if he's quarantined? Are you giving me the fingers?
No, I'm pushing into my temples.
Yeah, with your middle finger.
I have a headache because I lost my glasses. If you've been paying attention to my life at all, people, you already know this. I lost my glasses on Halloween. Of course, I went out, tried to retrace my steps, but it's impossible.
I guarantee it somewhere.
Yeah, I guarantee it somewhere. Yeah, things don't just disappear into the fucking
abyss.
Ether. I was gonna say something about a like Bermuda Triangle, but I couldn't figure out how to.
Well, but you don't look close enough. I bet you're in the house. Why would you bring your glasses?
Well, first of all,
on
how
Halloween?
Am I gonna look close enough if I don't have my glasses?
I bet you they're in the house. I guarantee it.
Do you guarantee it?
I'm 50-50. I'm 50-50.
No.
Yeah, why would you bring your glasses out on Halloween?
Because I had my phone in my pocket.
Or it's probably in a pocketbook. It's somewhere.
They're not.
Somewhere stupid. Bonnie takes off her rings when she goes into CrossFit. She doesn't want people to know she's married. Right. I've never taken off my ring once since we were married.
When I do pull-ups and when I do, what do you call the other thing? It's fucking CrossFit, man. It's not good enough. My body's disgusting still. Like, what is that? What?
Yeah, what's going on with it? I mean, you're probably getting stronger if you move the bed by yourself.
It's hard, but it's like I'm starting to look like, I don't know. I want lean, not squat.
Lean is all diet. Doesn't matter if you're doing
CrossFit. I know, but I stopped eating gluten. I stopped eating sugar. Still, nothing. I cannot fucking...
Like you don't insane. Look bad.
I know. It's
who
like,
says I know?
No, I mean, you know, like when you're not really fat and you complain about being fat, people are like, you have a problem. Yeah, you learn to love your body. It's like, well, go fuck yourselves. There's a certain thing that I want that I used to have that I want again. So, you know. People want you to be kind of fat and then be happy about it. It's like, I don't fucking feel like
I want to lose 10 pounds myself.
Okay.
You know, I gained a little in my stomach. I gained 2 pounds the last month instead of losing, you know, from being on the road.
We might have to go to lipo.
We might have to go to a fat camp.
Oh, my God. What if we showed up at fat camp?
That's like a Hollywood fat camp. Like, everybody's...
But the truth is that, like, you know, people that you see on TV that are slim are really fucking skinny. They really, really, they're like birds. I've hugged a couple of them. They're teeny tiny birds. Even like Chris Rock he's a beanpole. Right?
Yeah, skinny.
He's very skinny. I don't know what the fuck, how do rich people...
They eat well. And I've seen Chris eat. He eats fried chicken and all kinds of, you know, black people food. He shouldn't be that skinny. Right?
They know something we don't fucking know.
All I know is my stomach is fucked up again. Still, it started, was getting better. Then go, maybe, I wonder if I have an ulcer. No? Is that lower stomach or upper stomach?
Well, when I was in medical school, we learned not to differentiate between the upper and the lower. It's a common mistake.
I think, you know.
An ulcer is an ulcer is an ulcer. That's
lower
what we learned.
Stomach.
I used to have a t-shirt that said that.
Lower stomach is Jewishness. Middle stomach, I think, is Episcopalian. But, you know, upper heart, that's Afro-American. But this is middle.
Stop. You cannot say Afro-American anymore. Look, I'm not even politically correct, but Afro-American is just something so weird about it.
Okay, so.
And don't say African-American either.
Black.
Yes.
You like black better?
I actually don't like black because, you know, I didn't realize that it's like a weird thing to say, like when you're teaching, you know, when your daughter is like young and then you say like, oh, the black guy. And she's like really looking for a black person. Like it's weird. Like it's, I don't know.
All right. So, you know, there's another one somewhere in my email, but. This guy emails me.
Way to dig into that conversation we almost just had.
What about
race and language? No, go. You look at me, like anytime it gets interesting on my end, you look at me and just start talking about something else.
Because I wasn't listening to you. I thought you were talking to the people, not me. I thought you were just talking
to the people.
I thought you were talking to the listeners. Talking.
And they're talking back.
Well, what did you say about your kid in black? I'm sorry.
No, it's too late. I'm just saying, like, anytime
the conversation
gets to a point where we might actually have a discussion about something, you're like, well, I got an email from a 13-year-old.
Well, I told you that in the beginning.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I just, duh.
What? You just, duh?
Like, well, of course you brought that up at the beginning. How else would I know about it?
Yeah, but we weren't having a conversation. I just threw that out there. How did your all-girl show go last night? Hysterical.
The place, I got to say, was packed. But you know what? I have another all-girl show tonight, and I'm not going to do them anymore. I don't do well on them. I don't like them.
Where's the one tonight?
I don't like the energy. I don't like empowerment. I am creeped out by anything that's like rah, rah, rah sisterhood, you know?
Yeah.
Although I will say sisterhood is...
Is what?
Well, like the brotherhood. Anytime you hear the word brotherhood, you think of like...
Nazis.
bad. Something bad is going on when you say brotherhood.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like
Aryan Brotherhood,
the ISIS. I don't know. It's bad shit going on with brotherhood.
It's bad.
But sisterhood is like, oh, it's a magical pants.
But you can't,
it's a Disney
movie. How come you can promote? You can promote an all black show.
You
an
can
all
promote
show,
all anything unless it's male or white because they're in power. Does that not make sense to you?
Huh? Yeah, it makes sense, but
because that's just that's been
if they're in power,
de rigueur for centuries.
Well, if they're in power, why can't they do it? No one's going to bother them. They're the power.
Because they're already doing it. They don't. It's like they don't have to say this is an all male white show. They're probably, if we just looked right now, we could find them.
So anyhow,
without it being promoted as such.
Back to your show last night.
But I don't like anything that's been like. I just don't like anything special. I don't like anything that's precious. And I feel like, you know, they take those shows are precious and.
So the girl offered you a certain amount of money too. And then when you went to get paid?
Yeah, so...
Wait, first of all, didn't she email you like 1,000 times?
She emailed me 1,000. Women email thousands of times. You know when I get like booked at the stand or...
Yeah, it's
where, you know, a dude is doing it. You know what they do? They book me, and then the day of the show, I may or may not get a text that says 8:30 or whatever your spot time is, and then I text back yes.
I was supposed to do the same last night, and I canceled. Last minute, he goes, no problem, we'll cover it.
Yeah.
Like a girl would have had a meltdown.
Look, I don't want to say it's like all women or all men or whatever, but I'm saying the people that I have dealt with recently...
Of the last 5 years.
Because I'm also doing, on Thursday, I'm doing an all-women's panel, which is called... Women Aren't Funny, Debunking the Myth.
Oh, God.
Which is like, ah, it's so, like, crazy.
And they're going to have them probably, like, the most.
But they've
liberal...
also, those two women that are putting that thing together have sent me 75 emails on this.
But you're going to have, like, major, like, gray-haired liberal ladies that aren't funny, right?
Well, because it's being put on by the, like, women. It's some organization that's, like... Some women's organization that has to do with film and television.
Oh.
And so their members get a cut rate to come to this particular show.
Who's the speaker?
Which is a panel discussion.
Who's the panel?
I'm the moderator. Okay. Yeah, well,
they should have got a guy to moderate it.
Yes. I want to say something really funny at the beginning, but maybe I'll say something to that.
I got a good one you could say.
What?
You know, when you started off, go, yeah. Look, a lot of this stuff is what my husband told me to say.
I know people are worried that I might not be able to carry it off, but I've got my earbud in. My husband is on the is in the back, leading me through everything. I don't think they'd find it funny, but
how could they not find it funny if it's at a comedy show? And you know, I remember we were doing a fundraiser for Rock's wife put it together, and it was, remember that show? It was a fundraiser for battered women,
yeah,
and they had an auction there. But they had like paddles that you'd hold up in the air for the auction. You know, when you
right.
Who puts paddles out at a battered woman's
thing?
Yeah, right. That's not the right thing. Then last night at the
I would have beat the woman who did that.
But let me tell you what happened last night. And we'll get back to your show before I forget.
Don't talk about wife beating, Bonnie.
But
that's
let me tell you what happened last night. I'm doing a show at the Village Underground, a tell show, and you know they're always raising money for something, which is great. So they're raising money for, I guess, this animal shelter. The guy from the animal shelter walks on stage with a pit bull that they're giving up for adoption. Pit bull was a hard animal to give up for adoption. He walks up and says, everybody looks at the dog and, oh, you know, it's 18 months old. Already it's a year and a half. And
thank you.
We
didn't
know what
18 months was.
The guy, you know, now he's just like trying to get rid of a 12-year-old kid, you know.
Yeah.
So then the guy said, you could be as loud as you want. The dog is deaf. Well, you know what? When you're trying to give a dog up for adoption, here's a little tip. You don't throw out his handicaps as a selling point, okay?
Because now that's really spinning it.
You know, well, because
he won't come when called, but also not afraid of loud noises.
Yes, and I was going to talk, but Hannibal went up right after it, and he talked.
The dog
about
was
it.
There.
Yeah, they walked the dog up on stage, and fucking Hannibal got to go up. And talk about the deaf dog, you know, which any comic would have went up,
right.
You know, I don't know if Hannibal, I think Hannibal said something, you know, the idea of a pit bull,
is to guard your house.
Right.
You know, and I think one, you know, aspect of guarding a house is hearing the intruder.
Who was what was the lineup last night? It was a really good lineup.
It's Ted Alexandro went first. Dove Davidoff.
You know what? You said his name right, and I like that.
Dove Davidoff.
Mm-hmm.
One
How
second.
Did he do?
I didn't watch anybody.
Oh.
I got, then Hannibal.
Then
me, and then Gilbert.
Great, great lineup. Yeah. Really.
I should have closed it, but Gilbert's
lineup.
More famous.
Do you want me to bring up that you didn't want to close it, or just not say that?
I didn't want to close it. I just no. You can't follow Gilbert. He's too fucking, and he's just you can't follow. That's one of the acts you don't want to follow. Because it's hard to get
it
back.
Changes the energy of the room, folks.
It's hard to get start doing comedy again after him. It's anomaly.
Richard,
are you kidding me? Fucking Gilbert is fucking Gilbert.
It's a legend.
So now you went and you finished. Go back to your to the chick show. You got there and it was. Was
so
the girl running it? Was she a comic? The host or whoever ran it?
Yes. And
horrible.
You know, I didn't see anyone doing stand up. When I walked in, our friend, what's her name? Sabrina Jalil or whatever her name is.
She's our friend?
Yeah, but she was on a radio show.
Oh, you mean you're talking about the little lesbian? Yeah,
yeah.
I like
so
her.
She was on, but I had then Rick was there, our manager, so I had to go and say hello to him, and the whole staff was there. And then when I walked back, it was like time for me to go on. So I didn't really see anybody, but there was a sketch on before me.
Oh, those are always fun at a comedy club.
It was old grandmas. It was called Fantasy Grandmas, and they were singing a song. It wasn't as bad as you think. Like, I thought it was going to be, you know, I mean, in my head, when I saw them in backstage, I was like, okay. But there was two women from SNL there performing. And I think one of them, I was like, hey, I go, have we met before? I know you. And she was like, I don't think so. I think that was the girl from SNL because I just recognized her.
Oh.
Kate McKinnon. And
they brought in all the big
guns. Your friend was there from
Leslie.
Leslie Jones. Leslie Jones was there. And I heard, I didn't stay. She went on after me. Well, I guess there was a thing, another sketch, and then her. And she destroyed.
Oh, she kills.
She crushed, I heard. I did not crush.
Who do you hear? Well, one, she's extremely funny.
Yeah, I've never seen her. I should have went back in and watched
her. She's very funny. But she also has the black thing going for her, because I'm sure it's a pretty much white.
It was very
white guilt feminist audience. And you could this you could say this
well, it was
is,
for it
you
was,
could say this is racist.
It was for cancer. It was for cancer.
Okay.
Gilda's Club or something.
Oh, Gilda. Yeah, that's a good organization. But you could say this is racist. But white people will like if a black comic is a 3 on a 1 to 10 scale, and a white comic is a 7, they'll give it up more for the black comic because they're just. White guilt strict. They just think that.
Even still, I don't know if that still
it's
holds
true.
True.
It is. It does.
But anyway,
true.
She's.
But she killed. She's a headliner, beyond headline. She's been headlining for years.
I mean, it'd be
great.
One thing if she did okay, but she crushed.
Yeah, she's a killer act.
Okay.
She's a killer act.
I don't want to take anything away from her.
No.
Also, she
me?
Thinks
she's,
I'm very funny.
She's a killer act. So anyhow, we'll get back.
But anyway, so. Then when I went to get paid, it was like you had to run around trying to get paid.
I just don't like white people. Go ahead.
You don't like black people either, though.
I do like black people.
If you had to choose someone for your daughter.
Oh, well, that's different.
Are you still like racist like that?
I'm not racist. You just don't want to, you know, mix the races.
What? We're mixed.
We're not mixed.
My great-grandfather's black. You didn't know that?
No, I know he's not because your parents, I know your whole family. I saw your family tree.
No, you didn't.
Yes, because your father cut it down for firewood.
Whoa, these are the jokes. These are the jokes. These are the jokes, folks. These are the jokes. These are the jokes from Rich Voss. No, so when I went to get paid, she was talking to the women from Gilda's Club, so I started talking to them. I was like, oh, I love your organization, blah, blah, blah.
You love it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a
good organ. It raises money for breast cancer.
Yeah.
Or ovarian cancer.
I don't fucking know what she had. Whatever Gilda had.
That's what they raised money for.
And
I think it was ovarian.
So I go, yeah. So I just, you know, get the thing. And,
give my money.
And she goes, oh, right. She said this in front of the Gillis people. She goes, right. Yeah, we're paying you even though it's a charity. It's for charity. Like that. Like,
I would have.
I was an asshole for wanting my money.
I would have fucking.
But then I had to track her down again and be like, hey, I just.
I would have, you little fucking cunt. How dare you? I would have fucking lost it. First of all, I guarantee she's not funny, whoever she is. Okay? She emailed you 4,000 times. You did it for way less than you're worth. So yeah, I am donating.
But also,
to the
I wanted to say, like, it's packed house. Like, you're making money. Don't worry
yourself.
About it. I'm barely taking a.
You know,
get
just,
Caroline's to throw in some fucking money.
Yeah,
know?
Look at they're making on the door, and I mean, I'm sure that's going to the fund. But alcohol and food, fuck her. I hate these people that try to take advantage.
It's like, but it's like I have to give to charity constantly. It's like so many benefits and stuff.
Anyhow,
you get asked to
it's
do.
It's ridiculous.
It's for charity. It's for charity. It's like, and I give my own money to charity. Also, I have my own charities that I give money to. As you know, the Special Olympics is one of them.
She just hands it direct to me.
I just give it right to Rich.
Okay. Some comic. These new comics, because we critiqued one comic. All these guys are sending me. Can you critique my stand-up? So this guy. Christopher Monger sent me. I haven't even looked at it once. Let's turn this on and see if we can get through a minute of it. He looks like a hipster, right? Let's see. It's 7 minutes. We're not going to listen to the whole 7 minutes.
I only need to hear one joke.
Let's see. Already the crowd loves him. I think he's got confidence. I think he's fucking.
They all have confidence. They all have confidence. There's a little something that happened to comedy that I don't like, and it's trending, hashtag confidence, that these guys, they don't, you know, comedians used to come from a place of like, almost like broken people. You know?
That's what we are.
Like you couldn't, but then somewhere along the way, some comedian, you know, I don't know if it's Dane Cook. I don't know who fucking did it, but they made comedy, like they made people who are like grew up wealthy and well-adjusted want to do comedy. Right. And it's like, it's not funny. He didn't say one fucking funny thing yet.
All right, hold on. Give him a break.
No. It's like, you know what? You should be embarrassed. This is what I want to see. I want somebody to send me a tape of them where they've been doing it less than 10 years. You know, somewhere between 8 and 10 years, and they're still embarrassed. That's what I want to see. That's going to be a great comic. This fucking guy.
Don't say that. The guy's
the guy asked for a critique. I'm giving it.
Well, you he might be the fuck. He might be. Hold on.
A chat window pops up for you, and it asks you if you want to meet up. Don't give it your social security number and your debit card information and your birth date and your full address. It's some sort of scam. It's not a Facebook chat message window. Okay? Look at online porn. I've seen women have penises. You see, their penises are tiny and mushy and over this weird fleshy pink hole. They're the weirdest dang penises I ever did see.
I don't get it. We gotta stop. Nobody can hear what he's saying. If you want to watch it and then critique it, that's fine. First of all,
what?
Let me tell you what he looks like. He's a young guy.
He looks like
He
looks like Johnny Depp.
Oh, come on.
Doesn't he? Or some actor, right?
Yeah, like if he was in a fucking Cotton House Fire or something.
Oh. All right, listen.
He's wearing. Look, He's wearing like a 1970s
I like the
shirt and a sweater combination because that's how people will know that he's a hipster.
But is he a hipster? He's talking too fast for a hipster.
Well, he's just from somewhere else. He's not from Brooklyn. He's a hipster in Ohio or
where's
somewhere.
Where is that from?
I don't know.
Oh, it's got to be from another state.
Yeah, it's not.
I don't know how long he's been doing it, but he.
But I want him to be. I want him to be on stage, and I want him to look down, okay, and I want him to say,
"Let me give
this is horrendous shit."
I'm gonna give him three more.
That I'm saying.
30 more seconds.
I need a lovely lady from the audience to come up here.
Uh oh, he's bringing a lady from the audience. All right, I don't like this.
And it's like, what are they cheering? I don't get what they're cheering about.
Oh, look at Holly's. Wait, let me see who he. I don't. I mean, it's a rowdy audience, and he's not being.
No, he's obviously on beta blockers or something.
He's not rattled by the fucking craziness of the audience. Okay, here's
like,
the deal.
You should at least tell one joke at the beginning.
Well, they were laughing. He was, you know.
Laughing because he's like. He's put out all the bells and whistles. Yeah, audiences are stupid. They're the worst. Audiences are predominantly the worst judge of comedy.
Of course.
There are comedy fans that get comedy.
Yes.
That can see through this shit. But
I don't, listen, I don't know how long he's been doing it, but I'm going to say that.
What's his name? Are we allowed to say his name?
Yeah, I already did. Chris something.
I don't know why I'm so angry at Chris.
Why are you so angry at him? He's probably new. He's up there.
Because I'm tired of these politician comedians that are all like, they walk around, you ask them, how did you do, you know, how was the show? I love the audience. They're fantastic. You know, they're positive. They've got vision boards. They're like, I'm going places. Like, I got into comedy because I hate myself. I hate most other people. And I want more of that. Like, I want those people around, yeah. You know? I like it when people are like, who's the guy that we see at the Cellar? He's like a piece of driftwood coming in every night.
Oh, Griffin? What's his name?
Yes. Griffin or
what's his name? Why can't I think of his fucking name? I talked to him last night.
You love him. I want more of that guy. That's like when you go, how is it? He's like, I don't know. It's like not as good as I thought it would be, you know. It's like, I don't want you to fucking love your audience. I want you to disdain them.
I don't.
I want you to stop talking about, you know, porn and autocorrect. It's nothingness. You're just already covering shit that's already been covered 1,000 times.
Yeah, but in the beginning,
I always have this rule that you have to be funnier than your mom. You have to be funnier than your mom to start doing stand-up. And if your mom is funnier than you, then don't fucking start doing stand-up. And every guy that I see up there, I'm like, your mom could have fucking written that joke. Your mom could have done an autocorrect
joke.
But
listen to me, fuckface. Your problem is, where are you going?
I was
going
to turn the heat off, but thank you for calling me fuckface, because that's why I married you.
Listen, this guy might have only been doing... He might have... Who knows how long he's been doing it? So, in the beginning... No one knows their voice in the beginning. No one has a clue who they are in the beginning.
I agree.
So let the guy. I mean, the fact that he's getting up there with semi confidence, he might be as damaged as the next person. And he'll find his voice and then find out I'm a piece of shit, and then he'll start. You think when I listen, I'm as damaged as anybody.
Yeah.
And
that's why.
But when
we're
I
together.
First went on stage. You know, I had little props. I didn't know who the fuck I was. No one goes up in the beginning knowing
but
their voice.
I'm saying this about new comics. I think you shouldn't be up there killing, or like this guy was doing well. Then guess
maybe
what?
Maybe he's been doing it for 5 years. You still don't know your voice in 5 years.
Okay, I'm not saying he needs to know his voice. He needs to hate himself.
How do you know he doesn't?
Because you can tell. You can tell. First of all, you shouldn't, if you're a dude comic, you shouldn't be like getting your outfit ready for your stand-up show that night, you know? I mean, that's like embarrassing.
Here's my piece of advice.
Okay.
Don't ever bring up anybody from the audience unless you're going to stab them. You don't bring up, I like to bring
somebody. That's what your advice is?
No, I don't like when people bring up somebody from the audience.
What if it's hilarious? What if Brody Stevens did it? It would be hilarious.
Don't act like Brody Stevens is the most hilarious person on the planet.
I'm just saying he's a person that's who he is. That's who he has always been.
Yes, he's funny.
And let me tell you something. Brody Stevens, I've seen him on stage, meltdown. He's, you know, he just is who he is. And he's funny.
My stomach is killing me.
And I knew the first time I saw Brody.
He was funny when he used
that
to...
he was funny.
He used to fucking bark outside the Boston Comedy Club for the club. He was funny then.
This guy's funny. I'm not saying he's not funny. I'm just saying, like, it's tiresome to see another guy that's doing that same shit. I don't want to see it anymore.
Give him a chance. That audience is rowdy. You're not going to go up there with a Todd Barry energy.
Well, that's the clip
that
he
on.
Sent us to... Sorry, I can't analyze a different clip.
We only looked at a minute. What if he would have gotten into some serious stuff?
It's not. You're missing my point.
I know.
I'm not
point.
Saying he can't write jokes, although I didn't see one. And I'm not saying that he's horrible or he's not the worst comedian I've ever seen in my life or anything. But it's just like, ugh. I've seen this guy 1,000 fucking. That's all you see.
Now you see these.
You
hipsters.
See him and you see him with a beard. That's it. Those are the comedians. And you see girls that do one of two things. They're either from LA, where they're like, I'm hot, but I fart. Oh my God. You know, and it's all like sex based and they love Amy Schumer. And so they're trying to be like that. And, or there's like the alt girls that are doing these little jokes and they're like timid and having a hard time with a microphone. And, oh. Okay. And it's all like super ironic and, you know, it's like, can I see somebody fucking different?
I don't know. All I can say is Bonnie is neutral on this guy and I'm saying keep doing it and find your voice. He has, I think this is the kind of guy. You know, he's like a...
I want a guy to walk on stage and just say to the audience, look, I'm a piece of shit. I'm disgusting. I'm doing this because it's the slowest way I can think of to kill
myself.
That's
how I opened my show last night. I go, this is fucking horrible. My stomach, I'm having an anxiety attack. My stomach's killing me. I feel like pissing my pants. Why? That's how I opened my show last night.
And did they love you?
Yeah.
I bet they did.
Well, but I've been doing it a long time. You know, want to hear a good line I said?
If somebody walked on stage and said I might pee my pants, I would be like immediately watching them.
Like
I would not take my eyes
really
off that person.
I thought I was going to piss my pants.
Yeah.
I thought this was a good line. After,
if a guy went on stage and was like, you know, they're all like dating all the time. They're all like, you know, talking about fucking Tinder or whatever. It's like, ugh, I just can't take it anymore.
This guy, we were doing, after every comic goes up on Dave's show, they auction off, they draw a number to see if you win a CD or whatever mm-hmm. that comic brought. So there was a guy in the audience, he was dating a black chick. He was dating a black girl, and I brought it up, you know, whatever. Yeah.
Why? Because in 2014, it's such a fucking crazy thing.
No, I talked about my joke. No, I talked. No, because one, she was way better looking than he was. And,
oh, wow. I got it.
But anyhow, so Dave was ready to pull the raffle number, and the guy yells, pick it. I go, that's kind of, you don't want to say that next to a black person, pick it, right? Yell that. No, I got nothing from the crowd almost.
Well, it takes a second.
I know Anthony laughed, but
Kumio is there?
Yeah, he was there. Keith the cop. There was a lot of people. The girl that wrote the article.
I think
it should be in is today or tomorrow our article in the Village Voice.
Article in
Time Out
New York today.
But don't we have one in the Village Voice? Which
and
is bigger?
We have one in the Village Voice. I don't know if anybody reads anything.
Oh, no. The one in Village Voice comes online.
Oh.
Right? Oh, right. We got to retweet it.
Time Out New York, there's one online, but it's a very shortened, as she said, abbreviated version. The one on newsstands is...
Well, anyhow, listen...
So go to the newsstand, open it up, read it.
Okay,
so
this is what we're going to do. We're going to follow up on this guy, Chris Monger. You have to email me.
Chris Monger?
The guy that we just interviewed.
Oh, now I feel bad because it's a real person.
I know, but he, listen, he knows what a creep you are and how mean you are. Everybody's
I'm not
know.
Saying he's a terrible comedian, although, you know, hey, put a joke at the front of your fucking set.
Here's
what
you're
going to send a fucking act to be.
Well, you didn't watch the whole thing.
Who does? Who is going to watch the
I'm
whole
gonna
thing?
I'm going to forward you the email and then you watch the whole thing.
No.
You won't watch
like
7 minutes?
I don't, no.
With earphones?
If he was on this show that I was doing, I would watch it live. Where's he from?
That's what you got to do. Chris, you got to re-email me, say where you're from, how long you've been doing comedy, and we're going to help you. We're going to walk you through this, just like we did Kelly. Kelly got back to us.
He sent it to you because he thinks he's fantastic. He's like, no. They're going to say I'm amazing. Well, this is a guy with too much self-esteem. I bet both his parents are still together, okay?
Okay.
This is a guy that didn't...
Your parents are together?
Yeah, but...
On a farm.
But my father never said I love you.
Listen,
ever.
I could
ever.
That's not true.
That's 100% true. And he was on his deathbed 3 times.
Well, maybe he doesn't love you. Maybe he just likes you a lot.
I know. It's like,
okay, you got to accept it. You know, look at.
No, it doesn't bother me that much, that one. I don't know. I have a bigger issue with my mom for some reason because she's just never. I don't know. Whatever.
Here's listen, Kelly, who we talked about last week, the comic.
Mm-hmm.
We helped her. I told you I helped
her
career.
Oh, by the way, you know the girl was wearing the one that was Christina, the one that was hosting the
what
hysterical show.
What
a full sequin dress. That's it's a thing, I guess.
Maybe it's a thing for girls. You know, young. Was she young?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Like, she's gorgeous.
No.
I swear to God. She's blonde. She's very thin.
Does she know who I am? Does she know me?
Stop. She's like maybe 24.
But why are these girls that are so good looking trying to get into comedy?
That's what I'm saying. It's like some shit happened where... It the door's open for everybody, and comedy's not meant to be open for everybody. Like, next time you see a girl on stage who's pretty and talking about like, oh, I fart, you know, whatever, boo her off the fucking stage. That is not an appropriate. These people, they can go get jobs doing other things. This is for people who are not accepted by any other part of society. That's what this is for. Okay, and if you can look somebody in the eye and shake their hand, get out. Get the fuck out. Get off my stage.
I hate shaking hands. Why do people, I don't like that. I don't like shaking hands. I just don't like touching people and shaking their hands. Why do people got to shake your hand?
Well, in the olden days, it was to show you didn't have a gun.
I know, you said that because I've asked this question. Like, after when I'm walking on stage, the host...
I don't know
why
I'm so angry today.
The host on the road who's
I'm
always...
tired of doing this.
The host on the road who's
microphone
always fucking
shit.
Horrible introduces me, shakes my hand, and you could feel the sweaty clamminess at her hand.
I already like that guy better than this guy. He's got a fucking sweaty, clammy hand. Good. That's the kind of people we need in this business. Okay?
Sweaty, clammy hand
yes.
comics.
Yes.
Well, I personally am not attacking this guy yet. Because I don't attack comics. Well, she writes to us and says, I've been doing it 15 years.
He's too young.
He's too young. That's a good point. You're like a profiler on that one. No, he could be 30.
Well, really? He started at 15?
There's a 13-year-old listening to our podcast, which stop listening.
Know what? This 13-year-old might be the best hope we have of a great comedian. This guy is not accepted by society, clearly. Okay, he's listening to a married person's podcast.
So you're saying he's going to turn into a comic?
I'm saying he's got a better shot of being a great comic than, you know,
should I find
somebody who got tucked in every night with a fucking bedtime story.
I got to find...
Christina's mother was at the show. I met
Christina,
her, too.
Christina...
The one who hosted the show last night.
Was her mother
mom
hot?
Was there, was and her hot? Mom was like, I don't know.
Rich?
Yes.
Wait, there was a girl doing
but like supportive. It's like you shouldn't have support. If you can get that many people to come see you do stand-up, you shouldn't be doing stand-up.
There was a girl doing comedy and her
Does this
years
make sense?
Ago.
Does it make sense
yes,
what I'm
of
saying?
Course. Okay. I wouldn't want my parents there. And I bombed the first time they were there. Oh, my father. I mean, but I was good.
If you've got supportive parents, don't do stand-up.
No, they don't.
There's a whole world out there for you.
There was a girl trying to do stand-up, and her mom was like the second richest person in New York or something.
Oh, yeah, I remember meeting her.
Remember?
Yeah, she was just wearing a blouse and jeans, and I remember when I first met her, I was like, ooh, that's a nice blouse and jeans. Then I found out she was rich. But you could tell just
like,
from...
Her mom was like these, you know, she was like a Vanderbilt or something, right?
Yeah.
I wonder whatever happened to that girl.
I don't know. She's probably in a fucking drug recovery program.
Or owns like some skyscrapers in New York.
She's probably doing her handbag. Now she's onto handbags, you know, her handbag line.
Why is the world turning against Leah Dunham now? Like,
what's her name?
Leah Dunham.
Leah Dunham. I don't know who that is.
The one from Girls on HBO.
Oh, is there a Leah Dunham on that also? Because I know there's a Lena.
I said Lena first, but then I thought that was wrong.
Yeah. Well,
why is the world turning against her?
Well, because she's exactly what we're talking about. She's a very well-educated, grew up wealthy with artist parents. I mean, it couldn't have been a more fertile ground for her to be growing
up.
Yeah,
if you come, look at Will Smith's kid. He's growing up to be an actor. There's nothing wrong with them getting...
People make fun of him, too. People make fun of him, too.
There's nothing wrong with him getting in a business that his parents...
No, like, it's not. But then there's like there's this added thing where Lena Dunham is so... she courts controversy constantly. I mean, that's her thing. That's what she does. I mean, that's why she's on... she's naked all the time on her show. It's not about like...
Naked where you see her
bottom? I mean, it's like endless. It's an endless amount of nudity that she goes through on the show. Every episode. One episode, she wore a mesh top where you could see through it. She was drunk or high or something for the whole episode.
In real life or the character was?
Well, it's not a reality. You know how television works, right?
You said she was drunk or high. Was she playing?
I remember, yeah. They did a little thing right before they started this episode. They were like, the character's not drunk or high, but Lena Dunham showed up on set drunk and high. Yeah. So that's we just had to film.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
I didn't know what kind of show
it
is.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
Maybe it was where they
fought. Why do you fucking read something before you bring up a topic?
First of all, I don't know the show. I don't know if it's reality or scripted or what.
It's scripted.
Okay. So she might have came in drunk or high. You said you didn't say the character.
Who says that? Who says she was drunk or high? And she was like, nobody says that when they're talking about a show.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill you. Her name is Hannah in the show. And Hannah was drunk and high and wearing a mesh shirt throughout the entire episode.
Yeah.
And that's the last episode that I watched, I believe. Because
no
I just like...
No
I,
bra?
I no, nothing. Just she's just naked. She just likes being naked. But it's like, it's too much. It's just like, ugh. It's like... You're doing it to be like provocative. And at some point, it's like... Rich,
go ahead. I'm listening. But why is the world turning on her? She didn't.
Because then she writes these essays in this book, which are meant to be provocative. And when people point out that they're provocative, and she gets a little drama going with them, which was her intent to begin with, she gets mad. So she wrote a little story about how. And this is so dumb that the media would fucking jump on this anyway. But she wrote a little story about how she was like, looked at her baby sister's vagina.
Yeah.
And
I never
they
had
it. Said, now the media is like, oh, she molested her little sister. The media took that story and ran with it. Which, you know, everybody's wrong. Once again, you can't take sides because everybody's wrong. And that's just the way like controversy is now. Everybody's just fucking wrong. You know, because I guess she used the word predatory I didn't read the thing. The book.
Then don't fucking.
Why don't you shut up?
Then don't
fucking. Why don't you shut up? Because I know enough about it.
Not if you didn't read it. I read about this story. I read about it.
No, I didn't read the story.
I read the story.
Did you read her book? Oh, you bought her book?
No, I read the story.
Oh, who read you the tough words, huh?
Oh, tough words? I have to go to the hospital.
Why?
My stomach, something's wrong.
But it went away and came back. I can't do this.
With me. I'm just angry all the time. I got to stop. I got in a fight at the fucking dry cleaners today.
Well, because people just don't know how to act. You see my life. You see, and you get mad at me
but
for getting mad at people.
But I never used to be like this. You're infecting me.
I'm not infecting you.
I
you're
let
fucking
shit roll off my back.
Yeah, but
care.
Then you get old and you fucking don't have time for people's bullshit. You don't have time for high waitress voices. You don't have time for fucking people that won't pull out to the middle of the road so they could turn left before the light turns red and you get stuck back there. Pull further out and make your fucking left so I can make it through the light. I don't want to sit there because you're a fucking nervous Nelly. All right? I don't have time for that. I just don't have time for a lot of things. The oatmeal, I bought 1 minute oatmeal. I don't want 3 minute oatmeal. I don't have fucking time.
Yeah. I told you not to buy 1 minute oatmeal, but you couldn't stop yourself.
You never
yeah,
told.
Yeah, I did because I have 80 pounds of 3 minute oatmeal that I got at Costco.
Well, I like 1 minute
and
oatmeal.
And then you come in with 1 minute oatmeal because you're so busy. You're so busy. You can't. That extra 2 minutes, I mean, the things you could be doing with it every morning.
There's a lot of things I can be doing with it. So we are going to wrap this up. Tell me where you're going
to
be.
Don't flinch when I go to grab your hand. I'm holding your hand.
Oh, okay.
Why
are your hands so cold?
It's a sign of schizophrenia.
No, it isn't.
It really is.
Last night, has your fingers ever done this? Just started cramping like this?
Yes.
Like they look like they're old and decrepit and it's like, and then you got to go like that. Huh?
You start seeing your future.
No, I think it's from gripping a golf club. Did I cramp my left hand?
No, I'm just everything's just.
So what's going on? What's going on? Where are you this week?
Thursday, I'm doing at 6 o'clock. Women Aren't Funny, Debunking the Myth. I'm moderating a panel
at
Caroline's.
Don't you have like a bunch of shows?
So know? if you're a woman or you're interested in women things, come to that. It's at 6 p.m. And then Saturday, people should come to this. It's the Jeff Ross
battle.
Roast battle.
I did one of your roast jokes on stage last night. So if Bonnie doesn't, you heard it. It's Bonnie's joke that I took from her.
To test out, he said. He practiced it. He said he practiced the joke for me, which makes no sense.
When you go do this panel, like, picture yourself on stage debunking the myth about women not being funny, and look and picture Patrice sitting in the back row. Okay, and look at and look at the disdain on his face.
I know. It's like this is the thing about the movie. A lot of times people will come up to me and be like, I watched your movie and it made me so angry. I mean, I loved it, but it made me so angry. Like, and I don't want them to hate the people that I love in the movie. Like, for whatever reason, like Artie Lang makes me laugh every time in that movie. And it's like, I didn't do it to make, I don't want people to be mad at him. Well, although I'm sure he doesn't give a shit.
No.
And but like Patrice.
But Patrice at the end of the movie said who's funny. Like Patrice knows funny's funny.
But at the end of the day, you're allowed to like or not like whatever you want. And it's, you know, I mean, you can't bully people into liking you. You can't just be like, I'm going to have a panel and we're going to set people straight once and for all. It's like, first of all, you're preaching to the choir.
You're just talking to people that agree with the panel.
Yeah.
There's going to be no oppositions there.
Like, nobody's going to stand up and be like, Mom, okay, well, this panel's kind of boring, so I don't think women are funny still. I don't know if you guys were going to try to debunk that or... Can you imagine?
Just keep looking at Patrice just sitting back there going, ugh.
No, because I have to do well. I have to be good, you know? I mean, it's like...
And Colin just,
it's like I made a feminist thing and then I struggle with being a feminist, you know.
You're not real feminist.
I am. Like, I'm probably one of the most major feminists in the world. Because I really truly believe in equality for women, not just like special interests or, you know. I fucking march through. I just do shit.
Yeah, but there's a difference between being a feminist.
I don't hate men.
There's a difference between being a feminist and being creative.
Right, but why can't I be both? Why can't I be like...
Because if you were such a feminist, you wouldn't...
Because to be... So you're saying if you're a feminist, you can't ever have any issue with the other feminists. That's what feminists think. So, you know what? That's bullshit.
I don't think that.
It's like that's my biggest problem is that I think everyone should be allowed to have a voice. And, you know, you shouldn't get so fucking mad when somebody isn't... You know, like Artie Lang is like making fun of you. It's like, have a sense of humor. Who gives a shit?
All right, we got to wrap this up. I got to go this week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I'll be at Good Nights in Raleigh.
Women aren't funny. Debunking the myth.
And then
when somebody comes to the show.
Monday the 17th. I think it's the 17th. I'll get more information. We are showing Women Aren't Funny up in New York, up in Westchester. We're gonna have a Q&A after it Monday night. I could look it up right now. Do a little talking while I look this up.
What?
I don't know.
I'm doing a roast battle Saturday night, 10 p.m.
Who are you roasting?
Mike Lawrence. But there's a lot of other people, you know, it's like you roast one person. It's a battle. Battle of the... it's at the Gramercy Theater, I believe.
Oh, that's going to be pretty fucking cool, huh?
Yeah, it's a big deal. I might wear a tuxedo blouse. That's how
really?
Big a deal this shit
well,
is.
Well, okay, here's the deal.
I might wear a bow tie.
We are doing...
Don't try to stop me.
November 17th, folks. Listen to this. Write this down. November 17th at 7:30 p.m. We are screening Women Aren't Funny with a Q&A after it at a place called The Picture House. The Picture House, Pelham, New York. Pelham, P-E-L-H... A.M. New
Pelham.
York. Pelham, New York, 7:30, November 17th, the screening of our movie with a Q&A after it. It's only going to be like $8 or $10. It's going to be nothing. It's going to be less than a movie to see us live. And when we do the Q&As, they're great. All right. Come see me this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at Good Nights in Raleigh. Bonnie will be at the Stand this weekend. She's doing a bunch of stuff. Go to her website that she doesn't have. And thanks. Talk to you next week.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. That somewhere deep down, she loves him too.